Hello, Sun City Shadow Hills. Your president, Big John, here to share some important information with you today. Many homeowners have reached out to me asking me about confusing information they are hearing and reading during this election cycle, receiving in mass emails, on Nextdoor, and by word of mouth. One subject that has come up repeatedly is the Capital Improvement Fund and the North Channel Project. I have covered these items before, and I ask you to review my podcast from February 9th, podcast number 321, and also in the March President's Report in The View. Both of these gave a lengthy, detailed explanation, which is important to read and listen to. I stand by the information I shared with you. Since then, the board has taken the next steps. And what is the next reasonable step in the North Channel Project? To seek advice from our legal counsel on this matter, which is exactly what the board did on February 28th, which no previous board had ever done before. Now, we will wait for an opinion and what, if any, the next actions we should take on behalf of you, the homeowners. In the meantime, construction continues as I outlined on Pond 1, and now construction has started on Pond 2 and should be finished by April 1st. On the subject of the HOA election, I hope every household will participate in the HOA election, which concludes on April 5th. Please remember to mail in your ballots in plenty of time to arrive by mail or drop them in the ballot boxes in the Montecito Clubhouse or Santa Rosa Clubhouse. If you have not yet received your ballot, or if it was mailed to your other address, on Election Day, April 5th, you can receive a ballot at the Montecito Clubhouse if you are in line by 9 a.m. with a valid ID. You must have a valid ID. Let's have a great turnout. We live in a great community, and I want to congratulate everyone on the Blazing Saddles Chili Cook-Off and Car Show. We had over 40 cars, classic, modified, and Corvettes participating, and 15 homeowners competed in the Chili Cook-Off. We had a great band, we had the Shadows Beer Garden, we had the Palm Squad, and many homeowners came out to enjoy that beautiful sunny day. It was a fun event. My thanks to the many volunteers who helped Connie King make this event run like clockwork. It was a great day. Lots of fun for everyone. On April 8th, your board is hosting a volunteer recognition evening. As you know, we have no employees here at Sun City Shadow Hills, but we have over 100 volunteers who staff our many advisory committees, run our library, deliver the View magazine, just to mention some of the things that volunteers do for our community. Join me in recognizing their contributions to the Sun City Shadow Hills community. There are many opportunities for fun to meet your neighbors, and one such event is a free event brought to you by your board, and that's Queen Nation on Sunday, April 3rd, outdoors at the driving range. Doors open at 6:30, and the show will begin at 7 p.m. Also, I'd like to remind you that tonight, Wednesday, is comedy night, and I am told that there will be a no-host bar starting at 6:15 p.m., and that will be from the Shadows Restaurant, and that will be in the lobby outside the ballroom. Also, starting on March 17th, 18th, 19th, and a matinee at 2 p.m. on the 20th. So the 17th, 18th, and 19th shows are at 7 p.m. The matinee is on March 20th at 2 p.m. for Old Hams. So if you haven't got your tickets for Old Hams, let's go out and get your tickets and support the Performing Arts Club. I took a look at their flyer, and this is one amazing flyer. I mean, this is a beautiful picture. The writing on it is absolutely awesome. I think it was well done, and I look forward to seeing the show. I already have my tickets, and I hope you all get your tickets as well. As far as the outdoor concert at the driving range, There will be no outside coolers brought. Please do not bring your outside coolers. Food and refreshments will be available for purchase by the Shadows Restaurant. Thanks for listening to Straight Talk from your board president, Big John. Have a great day.